The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca from Massachusetts, and I listen to Mike, Michelle, and Chris Eliopoulos on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is Rick Fries from Des Moines, Iowa, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, this is Bobby from Collingswood, New Jersey, and I listen to the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
Hi, this is Mark Lorenzo, and I listen to Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Erin from Maryland, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast with Mike and Michelle. Hi, Dad. Hope you're listening.
Hi, this is Casey Canan from Lee's Summit, Missouri, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 522 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean, otherwise known as Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hi.
So close, Mike. So close. How are you? How are you these days?
You know, it's the dog days of fall.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I have two things I want to tell you guys before my shout out. I know there's another guy here too, but the first thing is my luck with finding animals on my run continues. As Mike, I showed you this picture. Chris, I haven't told you about this. I was running, doing my goofy training the other day, and came across a gigantic paper wasp nest hanging right over the rail trail. And I would say it was about, Mike, you actually saw it a different day. You went back and saw it. It was about 2 feet long and 1 foot wide.
About the size of a medicine ball, maybe.
Oh, it was bigger than that.
Or a football that would be used by the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, it was huge.
Or Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
So no bears, but it was like,
I was going to say, it's all bears. And
yeah. So anyway, that was one thing I wanted to make sure to tell you. The other thing I wanted to make sure to tell you is that I think Mike is reading this. I'm reading it. It's wonderful. We had Sam Genoway, our friend Sam, on the show. And I'm actually listening on Audible to the Disneyland Story, which is an unofficial guide production. And it is so interesting. It's so, so interesting. And one of the things that I realized is how much change there was in Disneyland for the first several years, at least. They were just like changing everything. Things didn't work. Things did work. Things were dangerous. It's just an interesting story. I'm riveted by it. I can't even say enough about it. So yeah. Sam's amazing.
Well, yeah. You got to remember, no one had ever built a theme park like this, so they were learning as they were going. So,
but I think as a researcher and somebody who writes, the number of interviews and references, I mean, thing is just packed with information.
Yeah.
But somehow Sam turns it into a story that is just like, oh my gosh, it's so interesting. And I'll tell you guys, I have no interest in trains. I know we went on the Lilybell with you, Chris. Yeah. That was amazing experience. That was probably my funnest train experience. But
you're welcome.
Yes, it was wonderful. Thank you so much. But the whole train piece of where everything fits in, and also how Walt Disney he came up with a lot of amazing ideas. He would just, you know, as we know, would come into a room and say, "Nope, let's do it that way," and it would be amazing. But also the things that he took from Knott's Berry Farm, from World's Fairs, from amusement parks, not just all over the United States, but all over the world. He would go someplace and say, "I want to do it that way." I mean, we've heard of the story of him going to the park with his daughters on Daddy Day and, you know, that type of thing. But it goes way, way beyond that. I mean, he was just a connoisseur of cool things from everywhere. And he would just kind of curate it and bring it back to Walt Disney World and his Imagineers. And they would just, So I'm just loving this book. I can't recommend it enough to people who are interested. And I really want to go to Disneyland, like, today again.
Isn't it great? Yeah.
Oh, did you read it, Chris?
Yeah, I'm like part way through it. So I've been doing the same thing where I just really enjoy it. And it's just, you could tell how much labor has gone into it because there's just so much detail and so much great information that, you know, sometimes you don't know, sometimes you do know, but he weaves it together in a way that you just go, wow, like you forget, you think it's just it just popped up and it was ready to go, you know, and it wasn't.
And I think the things that I've taken for granted, I just want to go and look at it all again. So anyway, I don't want to derail us, but boy, I recommend that book. He's just really, he's great.
It's
so
great.
Yeah. So,
well, thanks for everybody.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. Who else do we have on the show? Who is that? Who's that voice?
Also back from the, so we'll see you on the road in the parks. So back from a 2-week suspension because he took a knee during the opening theme of the podcast is Chris Haleopoulos. Yep. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello there again. So I guess in honor of our show today, my song of the day is We Know the Way from the Moana soundtrack. That's the one you know. That one. It's the one with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, and Christopher Jackson, who played George Washington, right? Is that his name?
He's on Where You Are.
Oh, okay.
We Know the Way is
More
that drum beating, boom, 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 you know, that one.
Right.
So that's the good one.
Oh, listen to both of those on my very long run.
Hey.
Of course. Linked to good. Everything. Yes. Yep. What are we talking about?
Well, let me give a tip. Well, I haven't given a tip in a while, and this one goes back about 15 years, and that is that during this time of year when people are going to Walt Disney World, and if they happen to be fortunate enough to go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Mm. Oh, boy. My suggestion is that the day before the party, or maybe even the day of the party, if you get there real early, I would go into the Magic Kingdom. I would go into City Hall the day before. I would get the brochure, take a look at what's there, what's available, because you're paying top dollar for 5 hours or whatever, 7 hours, and try to figure out what you're going to do, what your schedule is. Don't wait until you get there because you may find yourself missing a show, missing fireworks because the fireworks are on a certain time, missing a parade. And, you know, maybe you don't want to do a lot of attractions because there are some things that you may want to do that are not available all the time. So just some advice to plan your Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party the day before.
Hmm. And not for nothing, I think a very scary Christmas party would be very fun.
Yeah.
Look at Jack Skellington there.
Nightmare Before. Why not? Have that in November. Yeah. That's what they should have.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some fun, and we're going to do a little game kind of podcast. And thanks to the talents of Mr. Haleopoulos, mm-hmm. we're going to look at a certain genre of Disney, and we're going to make some selections. So, Chris, why don't you tell our audience what we're going to do?
Okay, so we're going to do a little test here. So I originally had thought about doing the Disney animation movies, but those are about 50 movies, technically. And so we figured we'd do like the March Madness brackets, and I wanted to do a test run, so we're going to try them out with the Pixar movies. So we're going to take this randomly generated bracket of Pixar movies, go through them, and see what we come out with, which would, of course, be the best Pixar movie by the end of this, right? I mean, that's what we're going to discover.
And folks can play along at home, can't they?
Yeah. Do it to yourselves, like, you know.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think, if you think we got it totally wrong. But so these are totally randomly generated. So I will say, like, just for whatever reason, I didn't choose which ones came first or last or whatever. So, but so why don't we get started? And are you ready for the first choices?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So there's 18 Pixar movies. So we're going to do 9 head-to-heads. First one will be a fairly easy one. Toy Story, the original, versus The Good Dinosaur. Michelle, where are you going with this one?
Oh, please. I know.
Do we need to even go through it, right?
I don't even... yeah. So, yeah, Toy Story. Oh, my goodness.
Michael?
Toy Story.
Okay. We're in agreement on that one. That one was the easy one. Okay.
Now we're getting a little... the mediocre dinosaur, but...
Yeah.
So okay. 2 out of 3 carries, right, Chris?
Right, right. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, yes.
You break the tie?
Yeah, I guess so. It's my game. Darn it, I'm going to make the choices. But some of these are harder. So maybe what we'll do is, so the first one was maybe we'll go round robin. And so that way
The Good Dinosaur and Brother Bear or something like that.
Yeah, because the next one is harder and I don't want to be the deciding vote on everything. So maybe I'll go second on this one. So the next bracket is Finding Dory and Wally. Mike, which would you choose?
I go with Wally.
Really? Okay. I think I'm going to go with Wally as well.
Make it 3.
Oh, man. Dory goes down.
Yeah. As much as I wanted to love it.
No. Okay.
It's mediocre.
So third up, I will answer first, and then we'll go around again, is Ratatouille and Cars 2. Now, not for nothing, but Cars 2 was just an abysmal flop. But I know some people have problems with Ratatouille. I know our old friend Matt was not loving this one. But so I'm gonna give Cars 2 a pass and go for Ratatouille. Michelle?
I liked Ratatouille because I thought it was the elements of color in terms of the way they described the food, but also the elements of France I thought were really creative. So I'm going to go with Ratatouille.
And Mike?
I'm going to go with Ratatouille. I'm not a big Cars fan, so just to let you know that anything coming up with Cars, they're going down. I'm going to go with Ratatouille.
You don't like Cars at all, huh?
I don't like Cars at all.
Really? Not any of the series, huh?
Nope. Don't like NASCAR. Don't like racing cars. Don't like them at all.
Oh, but okay. But one of your favorite rides at Disneyland is the...
I know.
Yeah.
I figure.
Yeah.
See?
Yes. Yeah.
A weird world. My wife likes tomato sauce, but she doesn't like tomatoes, so it's all a thing. Next one up is, here we go. This one's not going to be that hard, but Finding Nemo and Brave. Michelle, what do you think?
Oh, Finding Nemo, all the way.
Yeah, I mean that's a classic, right?
I like Brave too, but if I had to choose, Finding Nemo.
Okay, Mike.
Go with Finding Nemo. Usually the animated animals are the favorites usually, so better with storytelling, so I'll go with Nemo.
Yeah, I mean, I like the story of Nemo. Brave was a little convoluted, hard to... I don't know exactly what it was. It seemed like that it would have everything that you needed, but it just didn't pull it together for some reason. Okay, here's the next one. It's a tough one, Mike. This one's going to be Monsters Incorporated versus Toy Story 3. What are you thinking?
Monsters Inc. Is this the first
First Monsters versus Toy Story 3, the big sad ending, and...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that one's a tough one, right?
I think that I'm going to go with Toy Story 3 because I think that it was a big challenge, and I think that they met the challenge. It's a lot harder to do the second sequel, than the original. So I'm going to go with Toy Story 3.
Wow. I have to say, I'm going to say that I truly loved the unique concept and the execution of Monsters Incorporated. So I'm going to choose Monsters, Inc. over Toy Story 3. Michelle, you are the deciding vote on this one.
One of the favorite Pixar movie is in this mix. And Mike knows what it is. Mike knows what my favorite... Do you know, Mike, what my favorite Pixar movie is? I think you do.
Yep.
So what am I going to vote for?
You're going to vote with Chris.
Yeah, Monsters, Inc. is my favorite Pixar movie.
Interesting.
Favorite. I love it. I agree with you. It's so creative. Love all the monsters. Just love it. I could see it 100 times. Love it.
Okay. Well, since we're on that stage, the next group is The Incredibles versus Monsters University. I will go first this time. And obviously, I will choose The Incredibles. Monsters University was a pale comparison to the original. Michelle.
Oh, The Incredibles all the way. Loved it. I've seen that. That's probably my second favorite. I can't wait till the sequel comes out.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Good. Michael?
Make it three.
All right. Look at you go. You're rocking the system. Let's see. Okay. Oh, boy. This one's going to be tough. Oh, my God. This one's really tough. Okay. Michelle, you're going to be up first, and this is a scary one. Toy Story 2 versus Up.
Oh, boy. Well,
both have very emotional scenes in this movie, in their movies.
I just remember, you know, seeing Up for the first time and being blown away by the fact that I was crying 10 minutes into the movie.
Right.
I just think that's amazing storytelling, that they were able to say so much without even a word being spoken. So Up for me.
Michael.
I think that when you look at something like this, I think you need to look at the creativity. So I'm going to go with Up.
Yeah, you know, as much as I love Toy Story 2, I actually think it's a better movie than Toy Story. I think they did a better job on it. But, you know, Up is just a unique experience. I mean, you know, Pete Docter, I'm going to be biased on this one. I've loved every one of his movies. I feel like he has unique concepts that go beyond just the quote-unquote animation genre. And, you know, he just is amazing in his execution, his ideas, his concepts, the way he pulls it together. And so I'm going to go with you guys and say Up is the way to go. All right. So, Michael, here we go. Yep. This one won't be hard for you. So the next bracket came in as Cars and Inside Out.
Well, in that case, I'm going to go with Cars because I didn't like Inside Out.
Real? Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, you didn't? Really?
No, I was just kind of. I don't think it was original. I really don't.
Original? Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I don't think so. I think that something like that is done before. So I think.
Well, I have to totally disagree with you. And again, my Pete Docter feeling is that Inside Out totally beats Cars. Cars was just Doc Hollywood in a car situation. Michelle, so you get the tying vote.
Oh, it definitely Inside Out. It was like a psychology class on steroids. I think it just met the needs of any type of person who would want to watch that movie. So clever. Loved it.
Yeah.
Cars was I like frickin' Frack and the car talk guys in there, but if I didn't have little boys at the time when that came out, I probably wouldn't have.
Well, you must be right, Michelle, because look at all the merchandise they've sold for Inside. Oh, wait a minute. They've sold. No, they haven't.
Well, it doesn't lend itself to a lot of merchandise.
I know.
Is that what you qualify a good movie? By having merchandise sales?
No, I think that popularity-wise, you might. I think that popularity does not address creativity, though. So I do agree with you on that. But they're looking to make money. Right.
Hey, look, it's all good. All right. So the next and last of this first bracket would be, again, another Cars movie, Cars 3 versus A Bug's Life. I'm going to go first and admit that I have yet to see Cars 3. I've heard it's better than Cars 2. But I truly love A Bug's Life. So out of necessity, I'm going with A Bug's Life. Michelle.
Same. I have not seen it, but I probably there's a 99% chance that I would choose A Bug's Life. I love that too, and it's about bugs. Who doesn't love bugs?
Yeah. Come on, Mike. Yeah.
We're pollinators.
Okay. Bug's Life. Okay. So on this one, so we're gonna give A Bug's Life a bye on the next one, since the numbers that's the way they work out. So.
And we will stop it right there as we go through that first round. So how did we do? How did you do? Did you agree with me? Did you agree with Chris? Did you agree with Michelle? How were your picks compared to ours? How do you think your favorite Pixar movie is going to do moving on? When we do our next show, we will be going on to the next round and eventually the final round. And we will see what Pixar movie Chris, Michelle, and I sort of pick. So we hope to see you on the next show. So for Chris Aliopoulos, for Michelle Scribner McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.